Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when I
think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke
health.
He favored
me.
They whispered about me.
They
conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
My
faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak
prosperity.
And
I speak
health.
They whispered.
They
conspired.
They
told their
lies.
But God
favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
Everything
was in question.
But
he favored
me.
Say yeah.
God
favored
to, but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday. That's my little drum roll, y'all. I am super excited to have Apostle Carol Miller on today. Get your pen and paper together. Grab your Bible because the woman of God have a word from the Lord just for you. So get ready to eat. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 12 and 14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Again, that's Hebrews 12 and 14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone, to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Pour into her so she can pour into your people. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Use her tremendously on the line this morning. Let her touch someone and let them know that they're not alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. Excuse me, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, and the Netherlands, and of course, Italy. Remember, we know that some of them cannot openly praise and worship God, but on this side of the globe, they have us that's interceding and praying for them, that they're not alone. Continue to reach out and pray faithfully on a daily basis for these countries, because some of them can't openly praise God like we can. It's sad but true. They can just get killed by saying Jesus. But we know a God that cover us all. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Continue to pray for them. Continue to intercede for them. Call the countries out that you know that's going through. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about preaching and serving God. Do not forget, He's right there with you. This is a no judgment zone. And he don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. But you do need to have a relationship with him for yourself. We lived on me mom's and big mama prayers long enough. Now it's time for you to stand on your own feet, stand on the word of God, and trust in him. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the only way. I'm here to tell you. He forgives you. So now it's time for you to forgive yourself. If you want to become a generational breaker, it's time for you to stand up, woman of God. It's time for you to get in position and stay in place. Let me tell you something. As Apostle, one of his sayings, let me push you to your destiny, drive you to your purpose. You will be okay. The storm will not last, but I'm here to tell you, is a rainbow on the other side. We're going to go to a musical break, and then we're going to bring the woman of God on. But I'm here to tell you, get ready, because she has a word just for you. Amen. You cannot give up now. Well, I'm going to present to others and to introduce the psalm. A phenomenal woman of God has an impact on an apostle in my life. Connected. Can't nobody say nothing. Apostle Miller, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I have my pen and paper ready. So I'm ready to eat spiritually because I'm on a fast. So I'm ready to eat. I'm going on mute so you won't hear me hollering, hitting the table on this side. So you go right ahead and let the Lord use you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, beloved of God. I give honor and reverence to our God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Beloved of God, it is an honor to join Pastor Kashima on this morning and deliver a message, beloved, that the Spirit of the Lord has given. I'm truly humbled to be here this morning with you all. And again, I'm honored. I don't take this lightly. God could have had someone else doing this, but I'm grateful. Beloved of God, right now, why don't you pray with me? Spirit of the living God, I thank you right now. Holy Spirit, I come this morning, oh God, Father God, yielding into your presence. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way, oh God. Have your way, sir, because our hearts are yielded in, oh God. We're leaning, depending right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we ask you, oh God, let every ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I yield everything about Carol Yvette to you. Holy Ghost, have your way, sir, right now in the name of Yeshua. Jesus, I thank you, Abba, Mande de Bokosa, Abba, thank you, sir, for what you're going to speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I do pray, amen and amen. Beloved of God, on today, there is a word from the Lord. And if you have your pen, paper, and please have the word with you, whether it be the physical body you're holding or you may be in a place and you have to use your cell phone, highlight what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Beloved, the word that God gave me to minister is the power to create. The power to create. In preparation for this word, the Spirit of the Lord said this, and please write this down. They seek waiting for me to do something, and I'm waiting for them to speak. God said, they seek waiting for me to do something, and I'm waiting for them to speak. Beloved of God, God is speaking to them that believe. He's saying you have the power to create. Within you is a power that can move mountains. The Gospel of Mark 11:23-4 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, Jesus said, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and you shall have them. Come on, the power to create. The Lord is saying, when you pray and you speak, beloved of God, faith comes by hearing, and that's hearing the word of God. Beloved of God, within is the power to shake the very gates of hell. You have a voice within for creative give birth. There is a power, beloved, that existed from the moment of let there be and there was. Let there be and there was. We're going to go to Genesis in a second. The power is supernatural, and many do not understand how this power operates. Beloved of God, it's time for man to get sight off of man and put their hearts towards God. The power to create is, please note this, Christ releasing, this is an acronym, empowering authority to execute. Christ releasing, empowering authority to execute. There is a power inside of you, beloved of God, that is able to execute, but you will not be able to do anything until you come in alignment with the one who said, and let there be. Genesis 1:3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1:6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Beloved of God, and God said appears 30 times in the Bible and 21 times in Genesis. The sovereign God that said, is saying. The sovereign God that said, is saying. Now you say, here's a question, how? It is through the power of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, as the Spirit of God spoke, he wants to carry words that you speak to manifest miracles in your life. Genesis 1 and 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the waters, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Beloved of God, he is not only moving, but he speaks. We know that he utters. We know that he corrects. We know he comes. We know he teaches. And he's in us to speak. And the Spirit of God moved. Beloved of God, God wants to move in your life through the spoken word that comes out of your mouth. Beloved, out of your belly is life flowing. Create through the word that became life and dwelt among men who lives in you. Create through the word that became life and dwelt among men who lives in you. Now, beloved, let's drop down to Ephesians 3:20. Highlight that. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that was working in us. Come on, beloved of God, there is a power that's working inside of you. There is a creative power working, because he has supernatural power, and that same power is at work within us. Beloved, we are his children, and God is saying, now is the time to arise and create something. Beloved, the Greek word for power is dunamis, and where we get our words, dynamic and dynamite, there is a dynamic move. Now, this is something that you can shout about right where you are. There is a dynamic move of God forthcoming out. However, but you must speak to change the atmosphere. You must speak the language of God, the power to create this. Using, and when God showed me the word using, U-S-I-N-G, I saw the word using, U-sing. You sing his voice through words to change, to transform, to alter, to move, to shift, using his voice. When we know that did it also, King David, he sung the Lord's song. He sung of the sovereignty of God. When you speak a thing, you can release a thing. However, we must be careful, beloved of God, that what we release into the atmosphere, beloved, to express the power to create, we must remember there are three voices that speak. The voice of God, the voice of Satan, the voice of soul, flesh, that's one combined together. Here's another acronym, the power to create. Christ is redeemed, executing activation to excel. And then their excellence, or you can even use the word elevate there. Beloved, when you speak, speak with a spirit of elevation and excellence. It is an elevation of the Godhead to execute authority in your life to operate in unseen realms. You have that power, beloved, to make things happen through the spoken word. Beloved, the power speaking, let them be, and let us make man in our image, and our likeness is in you. That's something to shout about. The one that spoke and the heavens came into alignment is in you. The one that spoke in the sun, moon, and stars began to rise and set in sync is in you. The voice that spoke and made every living creature is saying, come, expecting to experience, for you have that power that worketh in you. Beloved, piggybacking a little bit from the book of Genesis, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord moved over the face of the waters. Beloved of God, he came upon men in the Old Testament, but here in the New, he operates in man. Come on, Jesus. Right where you are, beloved of God, just say, operate in me, Holy Ghost. Operate in me, Holy Spirit. Yield yourself that the Spirit of truth may operate through you, beloved of God. The one that raised Jesus from the dead is telling you and I, I've given you the power to create. Acts 1:8 says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Beloved of God, when you speak, what do you see? Another question, when you speak, what do you see? Remember, visualization is a part of the creation process. Come on, when God said, let there be, he saw everything before it became. Seeing is believing. Seeing things afar off and believing is key. Abraham believed God, although he couldn't touch what God spoke to him right away. beloved of God, here's 10 things you must see. Number one is see yourself as God sees you. This is the only way you can speak the language of God and be in sync with the Holy Spirit. Number two, speak what God is speaking. Do not alter his words, beloved of God, for selfish gain or any other thing. Speak, beloved of God, and don't be afraid to leap when God say you must move. Also, number four, get doubters out of your ears. Anyone who do not believe that God operates supernaturally don't need to be speaking into your hearing. Beloved of God, avoid repeating fleshly cycles to achieve a spiritual outcome. Let's say that again. Avoid repeating fleshly cycles to achieve a spiritual outcome. God is saying what you need to do is avoid, beloved of God, doing things that you did in the past, because it's not going to work to achieve a supernatural outcome in your life. Number six, walk in obedience and humility to God. Oh, come on, Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus humbled himself even to the death of the cross, beloved of God. Number seven, remember to do your due diligence when God releases the glory. Beloved of God, the glory don't belong to man. It belongs unto God. And our due diligence is to give him honor and glory. Oh God, number eight, seek not after the things of the world, but God. We must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Number nine, when God says speak to it, he means speak and nothing else. He told Moses to speak to the rock, but he struck it. Obedience is necessary. Here's another thing. You must take the limits of God. Also, even in the power to create, we have to see beyond surface living. We've got to see beyond what we're naturally looking at. The power to create will bring your life into alignment with the anointing on your life. Beloved of God, number 10, protect your ear, eye, and mouth gate. John 3:10 says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brother, these things ought not to be. Father God, oh, beloved, we know life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking? When God said, I have given you the power to create. Here's a shift. A lot of effort is spent in prayer asking, but God is saying time should be committed for prayerful preparation, and that is preparation to be vessels God uses to speak, to shift atmospheres, strategically operate in unseen realms, and visualize that is which is forthcoming. You have the power and the Holy Ghost to create relationship power. Come on. Some relationships are going to be healed. Why? Because you're getting ready to open your mouth. Revival is coming forth because you're getting ready to open your mouth. Resilience power, restoring power, raising power, remarkable power, righteous power, and rejuvenating miracle working power is coming forth. Why? Because God has given you the power to create, the power to create a desired outcome. Here's another thing God spoke. He said, my sons and daughters are working too hard, trying to achieve something they can speak, and it shall come to pass if they only believe. Beloved of God, I'm a living witness that if you have a desire, and you open up your mouth and you say, God, I do. God says it's already done. I was just waiting for you to receive. I was waiting for you to believe. Beloved of God, don't you know today that your words can change the atmosphere? Your words can change the disposition of a family member, stranger, your environment. Your words can change your life for the better. Beloved of God, women, blessed women of God, blessed men of God, you can create an atmosphere in your home where everybody will be in love all over again, because God has given you that power. That power. Jesus taught on the power of asking. Luke 10:13. We normally use these scriptures to minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but there is power and authority, we know, in words, as long as it is in line with the Bible. Whosoever shall say, believe what you say, and you will have it. You can speak a blessing over your life and your family. Right now, beloved of God, you can say, I am healed, and every need is met, and I'm blessed going in, I'm blessed coming out. With long life, I shall live and be satisfied. I'm blessed. My soul is blessed. You have that power to create because you're prophesying over yourself. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're speaking into the atmosphere. You're telling every demonic force, in the name of Jesus, God rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. It must flee, beloved of God. Jesus said we can have what we say. What are we saying about our future, our health, our business, our family, our situation, our condition? But the condition is not the conclusion. Beloved, right now, God is rewriting your story. All you have to do is stop visiting the old book. Close those chapters of your life and begin to speak what God said out of the word. The word that became flesh and dwelt among men. Come on, speak what the Lord spoke. If you want happiness, create it. If you want peace, create it. If you want wealth, create it. If you want a solid foundation, create it. If you want transformation, create it. Oh, beloved of God, I'm getting ready to come to a close. Proverbs, reiterating 18:21, says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are you creating a life with the words that you speak? Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Beloved of God, we must watch our mouth and take heed to our thoughts, because out of a man's heart, the mouth speaks. Come on. We can't create power. We can't do anything powerful if negativity is coming out all the time. We got to kill that thing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got to kill it, kill it, kill it. When the enemy wants to sit on our shoulder and speak, come on, kill it. Because we're speaking the language of the one that said, let us make mind and our image and our likeness. Beloved, Isaiah 54 says, 50:4, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I can speak a word in season. I can speak to myself and others blessings, encouragement, to stimulate, excite, cheer up, speaking the word of God. Beloved of God. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Beloved of God, God has done what he's going to do. Now, Father, saying, let me move through you. He gave dominion and power to man. Beloved of God, here's another question. Whose voice are you speaking? Taking the word of God and standing on that word and speaking it and saying, let there be. Are we speaking, beloved of God, that which Abba Father has spoken from Genesis to Revelation? Are we believing, beloved of God, in the manifestation of the living God? Beloved, you have the power to create. Now is the time to rise up in the authority that Christ released. Express authoritatively today. Excel. It's time to excel in life. It's time to excel, first of all, in the things of God. Then in life, beloved of God. Beloved, when you begin to rise up, power to create, you're going to see immediate manifestation. Because God said, it's not that you was waiting for me, but I was waiting on you. Going back to the beginning, they waiting for me to do something. And I'm waiting for them to speak. Spirit of the living God, I thank you right now. Father God, I thank you for this word, the power to create. Father, I pray that this word manifests immediately, that it will fall and multiply and bring forth a harvest quickly in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless, oh God, your daughter and the works of the hands of the man and the woman of God. God bless all those that are listening, Father God, hearing and receiving, Father God, the power to create. God bless you.
Back to you, Pastor. Amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for coming on. I was typing on Facebook as you was talking. If anybody want to get a hold of her, you can definitely reach through me. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the need and desire, and I ask you to fulfill it. Because you said, well, there are two or three you in the midst. And I'm standing in agreement with whatever her heart's desire, that you release it to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Apostle, name. Let the people know about your books, what do you do, any upcoming events,
and how they can reach you personally if they want you to come out to speak or purchase something.
Okay, beloved of God, there are several books, but I'll give you the last two. Preparing and the Presence of God, Preparing for the Presence of God, rather, and the other one, the newer one, is Breaking the Curse of the Identity Thief. Beloved of God, many have identity have been stolen. They truly don't know who they are. And God wants them to know who they are, but most of all, who they are. Beloved of God, I can be reached through email, Apostle Carol Y. Miller, 37@gmail.com. And you've heard what Pastor Kashima has spoken, and I'm grateful for her this morning. And, beloved of God, there is wonderful things that are forthcoming, and I will truly put them up on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page, and it's Apostle Carol Y. Miller. But I want people to be encouraged, and the books can be purchased online. There are multiple books, but you can pull them up under Carol Y. Miller, beloved of God. I just want you all to be encouraged, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And one more thing, beloved of God, the name of our ministry is Seven Heaven Ministries. There's Aeon, it's Apostolic Evangelism Operations Network, and our media ministry, Stairway to the Kingdom. We also have Stairway Creation, and that is a publishing company where God have allowed us to work with authors. And that is it. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. And remember, if you guys did hear that, you can always go back and replay it. Or you can reach me at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or Worldwide Gospel Connection at Gmail. I would definitely connect you with Apostle Miller. You can also text me at 832-519-7646. If you want to reach her immediately, remember, it's about kingdom business. It's not about her. It's not about me. It's all
Amen.
About delivering the word of God the way he wants us to do, not the way we think we should do. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Remember, we're here if you need us. If you want a so-and-so Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about the times he failed, but remember, he got right back up.
Right.
This is a no-judgment zone. We don't judge you on here, but we will pray with you, we will encourage you, and we will push you. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. You're not in this fight by yourself. Hold on and continue to trust in the Lord. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Don't you ever forget that. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. We're going to go to a musical break real quick. If you need prayer, Apostle will be on a few more minutes. She can come on and say a prayer for you. If not, remember, God loves you and so do we.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I Never have to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there.
Scriptures, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, God doesn't care about what you did last night. He's not concerned about that. He's concerned about you right now. Surrender your life to Christ. Just put your hands up and say, here I am, Lord. I've tried it my way and it didn't work. I surrender to you and ask you to have your way in my life. It's just that simple. Now you said yes to God, okay. Not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. The enemy will fight because he lost one of his team members. But here we are to give you the equipment that you need to help you to get where you need to get in the Lord. I'm going to give you three keys. First, get you a Bible. King James or NIV gets you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go online, that's fine. If you go visit somewhere, that's fine. But you're definitely welcome to join the Abba House International at 3029 Wayne Street, 3 p.m. every Sunday. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is critical when you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy. Absolutely not. But you must remember to have your arm of God at all times, even when you're asleep, because the enemy will attack your mind in your sleep. The helmet of salvation needs to be on, and you need to stay on guard. Again, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This must line up when you surrender your life to Christ. Study your word. We lived on Meemaw's and Big Mama prayers long enough. I say that all the time. Know the Lord for yourself. Spend some time with him. Read a couple of scriptures a day. Start at Genesis. Or start at Matthew's. Start reading and studying the word for yourself. Spending time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible right off. You don't have to speak in tongues to help communicate with God. He loves you. Remember, he never left you nor forsake you. He's always been right there with you. He's not aggressive. He's standing there with his arms open, waiting on you, sweetheart, saying, here I am, daughter. I'm waiting on you. Here I am, son. I'm waiting on you. He loves you. And don't you ever forget that. Apostle and I come on here Mondays and Thursdays to let you know God loves you. The people that come on here let you know that God loves you. You're not alone, because that's what the enemy wants you to think. But you're not. Hold your head up. Walk with pride, because you're a child of a king. You're a royal priesthood. You're an atmosphere changer. Stand on that. Be a generation breaker. I know I am. I say this all the time. I'm saying it again. I'm the first author in my family. I'm the first woman pastor, prophetess, getting ready to be an apostle in my family. I am the first millionaire in my family. I'm speaking that to existence. I'm breaking generation curses for my family. So my children, their seed, and their seed won't have to go through what I went through growing up. It ends with me. And that all praise all belongs to God. And the same thing can happen for you. Get on a base. A Bible-based church that somebody's going to preach, teach, and show you the way. And they're living the way. Remember, the Abba House is always right here. There's room at the house for you. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Just send us a text. Or you can go Abba House on Facebook. Remember, we're at 3029 Wayne Street every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and fellowship with us. Come out and hear a word from the Lord. If you need blessed oil, we have it. It is free. There's no miracle soap on a rope, no miracle water. The oil is free. Core Gift to Give Bath Bombs is still in effect. If you need some, send us a text. And also, I have some books signed if you want one. They're $19.99. Let us know. We're still feeding the homeless, and we got something coming up pretty soon for blankets in December for the homeless. If you want to support, remember, the Cash App is $WGC2020. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Let's be helped to one another. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. We are always here if you need us. No question is too crazy to ask. But know that Apostle and I are praying. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
Can I make you put your phone down? mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe, now I can see that wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, cause we need a move. We need a move. Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
We are here. healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Remember, the overcoming scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Today is Women's Day Thursday, and we want to let you know that you have a chance to change your life, to change your walk. It's time for you to stand up and get in position and do what the Lord called you to do. No, everybody's not a preacher, minister, evangelist, or pastor. But God has something for you to do. Hold your head up. Remember, the blessed oil is free if you need it. You can text us at 832-519-7646. It is free. It is not for sale. No miracle rope, no miracle water. The oil is free. My book just came out. It's $19.99. If you want to purchase it, you can go to $WGC2020. And purchase it, and I'll mail it to you. I'll sign it and mail it to you. Remember, iron sharpens iron. This isn't about you. This is not about me. This is not about apostle. It's all about kingdom business. And that's what we do on here, on Warrior Gospel Nation, is building kingdoms for the Lord. Remember, he already know. He knew you in your mother's womb. But I just want to let you know that you're not alone. Make sure you have your helmet of salvation on all the time, because that's the first thing the enemy will go for is your mind. And then he will have everything else. Remember, the ninja is crafty. I said ninja is crafty. He already seen into your future. He knows what you're capable of when you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Stand on the word of God. Know the Lord for yourself. Read and study for yourself. Have a relationship with him. His arms is wide open waiting on you. Like I said earlier, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's standing in open arms just waiting on you to surrender and give your life to him. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day.
and tune in Monday for Man Up Monday, where Apostle Douglas will be on with one of his speakers. Remember, let's pray for one another and lift each other up. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.